Hello.
Hello, my name is Devin, calling you back from customer support. How may I assist you, sir?
Yes, this is Herbert Williamson. I'm calling in regard to order number 9D as in dog, 368, C as in candy, C as in candy, C as in candy, E as in Ed, 7.
All right, sir. Well, to be able to see if you have an account with us, may I have your zip code, please?
Do what?
In order to see if I
Three
have an account with you, may I have your zip code, sir?
five zero six two.
Say 35062.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name?
Herbert Williamson.
Thank you, sir. And due to security purposes, may I have your address?
8143 Bagley Road. Dora, Alabama, 35062.
All right, thank you for that. And I do see as of March 6th that you started our 14-day trial at that time. And for our smart fitness trackers. And the shipping and handling for the first one was $5.97. The second
Yeah.
one was $4.97. And also,
Right.
it was replacement color straps that was $19.98, and a lifetime
Right.
warranty that was $19.95. And you did a straight
Right.
sale for the earbuds of $28.99.
Right. There's nothing
Yes.
there for $49.87.
Let me see. Yes, sir, it is for March 22nd, and it's $69.87 for March 24th. Oh, and by the way, the watches are used to track sleep patterns, measure steps, and measure blood oxygen levels.
Well, now, what was the first, the 495 and the 590 something for?
That was a shipping
497 and
and
five.
handling for the to start the 14-day trial.
What's a 14-day trial? I don't remember ordering a 14-day trial.
Yeah, it started as of March 6th. Like, once you do the shipping and handling, that's when the 14-day trial begins.
For what? The tracker?
Yes, sir.
So the tracker actually costs $49.87. That's what you're saying?
Yes, the second tracker did cost $49.87, but the first tracker was $69.87, sir.
$69.87 for the first tracker?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's interesting that I did not order either. You know, that order was placed on the 22nd of March. But the fact is, I did not make that order. You know, the order that I made was on the 6th of on the 8th. It was posted on the 8th of March. That was for 28.99, 497, and 497. And then the 49.87 was posted on the 23rd of March. I did not make that purchase.
Well, yes, sir. After the 14 days, on the 15th day, that's when it automatically comes out. So after the 14-day trial, it'll be billed for the product in which you pay the shipping and handling on. So that's what the transactions from the 22nd came from.
So you're saying that there was a trial for how much? How much did the trial cost me?
The trial was just the shipping and handling amount. So it was $5.97 for the first smart fitness tracker and $4.97 for the second smart fitness tracker.
Yeah. And so you're saying the 49.87 was the actual purchase. That was a 14-day trial, and that's why it got charged on the 22nd instead of on the 8th.
Yes, sir.
Boy, let me tell you what y'all got. Y'all got the damnedest false advertisement of anybody I've ever seen one. There was nothing in there about a 14-day trial. There was nothing in the advertisement about $49.87 and $60 something. Nothing in that at all. This was a special bill for $5.97. You know, this is just false advertisement, what it is. You know, I have already disputed this charge, and they've gone back through it and shown that have accepted the dispute on one of these, but the other one they have not. I'm going to end up paying it. But let me tell you what, if I can ever find a way to send a recommendation that nobody ever buy anything on Facebook that's advertised on Facebook, because that's where this was. It was on Facebook. It was an advertisement on Facebook, and it's false advertisement. That's all it is. You know, I made one other state buying something on Facebook, but a battery powered pruner. Guess what it was? It was a chain. It was a chain. It was just a chain that looked like a necklace. False advertisement. About 50% of what's on Facebook is false advertisement, and your company is one of those that's guilty of it. Thank you for returning my call. You're not personally responsible for this. I'm not angry at you, but I'm angry at a company that does false advertisement. If your product is not worth advertising correctly, it's not worth buying. Thank you, and you have a good day.
I do. Thank you for calling customer service, sir, and I hope you have a good day. And I'm sorry for the inconvenience, sir, but I do hope you have a good day also.
Yeah.